Welcome to the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show. My name is Ed Kowalski. Each week, we highlight the best album rock and roll from the 60s, 70s, and 80s and tell you about the artists who made the music. This week, we begin a four-part special on the British band that revolutionized pop music in the 1960s. It's the Beatles on the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show.
You know you should be glad.
She Loves You and I Want to Hold Your Hand, the Beatles' first two big American hits. This is the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show. I'm Ed Kowalski. The story of the Beatles began long before they became a phenomenon in the USA in early 1964. The band's roots go back to 1956, when John Lennon and Paul McCartney met at a Liverpool, England church. At that time, both were playing in different bands. John and Paul began working together to improve their guitar playing technique. A short time later, they added Paul's friend George Harrison and began appearing together as the Quarrymen. With the addition of drummer Pete Best and guitarist Stuart Sutcliffe, an art school classmate of John Lennon's, the band played using the names The Moondogs, The Moonshiners, The Beatles, and The Silver Beatles. In 1961, Stuart Sutcliffe returned to Germany and made his home there. Sadly, he died a year later after suffering a brain hemorrhage. Meanwhile, drummer Pete Best was dismissed and replaced by Richard Starkey. Perhaps you know him better as Ringo Starr. A 1961 Beatles demo tape was rejected by Decca Records. The Beatles were then signed to EMI Records. They went into the studio in September 1962. A month later, they released their first single. Here are the Beatles and Love Me Do on the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show.
Love me do, whoa, love me do.
Love, love me do, you know I love you. I'll always be true, so please.
Love me do, whoa, love me do.
From October 1963, Please Please Me, the Beatles' first British number one song. Before that, Love Me Do. This chart success led to a UK tour and an appearance on BBC TV. By November 1963, the Beatles had become stars in England and were asked to take part in a Royal Variety performance for Queen Elizabeth. We'll tell you more about how the Beatles crossed the Atlantic Ocean to conquer America after we hear more of the Beatles' early hits on the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show. This is the flip side of I Want to Hold Your Hand. It's I Saw Her Standing There.
One, two, three, four!
If there's anything I can do.
From Me to You and I Saw Her Standing There. They're the Beatles. I am Ed Kowalski. Many of the British groups from the 1960s were fascinated by American rhythm and blues. The Beatles were no exception. Here's their remake of the Isley Brothers' Twist and Shout on the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show. Beatles paying tribute to American R&B legend Chuck Berry with their version of Roll Over Beethoven. Before that, Twist and Shout. I'm Ed Kowalski. Stay with us. The Beatles come to the USA when the Classic Rock Show returns on the VOA Music Mix Network. Welcome back. I'm Ed Kowalski. Glad to have you listening to the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show. We're in part one of a four-week special on the Beatles. Despite their fame in England, at the start of 1964, the Beatles were still virtually unknown in the USA. That was about to change. In February, the Beatles came to America for an appearance on a nationally televised variety program. A few days later, they braved a snowstorm to come here to Washington, D.C. for their first American concert. And the British invasion, as music historians refer to the takeover of the American pop charts by English bands, was underway. By mid-year, the Beatles returned to the U.S. for a five-week nationwide tour. It was not uncommon for the band to have as many as five songs in the weekly top ten. Here's a hit from March 1964, All My Lovin'. The Beatles on the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day. And I'll send all my loving to you. I'll
I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I'm missing and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. All my loving, darling, I'll be true. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Now buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
You're listening to the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show, where this week our featured artists, the Beatles.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. I've known
I love you.
Over the years, musicologists have said that the Beatles' music became so popular because they made it seem as though they were singing to the audience as individuals. We just heard a couple of songs to prove that point. P.S. I Love You and Do You Want to Know a Secret? Also, Can't Buy Me Love and All My Lovin'. As you can tell, it didn't hurt that the word love often appeared in the title of Beatles songs. Also in 1964, John Lennon released his first book titled In His Own Right. In July, the Beatles released their first motion picture, A Hard Day's Night. Now, almost 40 years later, it's amazing to think that the film was shot in black and white. On the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show, here's the title track from the soundtrack album to that epic movie, A Hard Day's Night.
It's been a
I give her all. that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything and tenderly. The kiss my lover brings, she brings to me. And I love her. A love like ours could never die. As long as I have you near me, bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her. Stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her.
I'm Ed Kowalski, shining the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show spotlight on the Beatles.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world. You know she said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine. Tells me all the time, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that her baby buys the things, you know. He buys the diamond rings, you know she said so. With me and I feel fine.
She's a Woman, I Feel Fine, and I Love Her, and A Hard Day's Night. As the Beatles story moves into 1965 on the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show. 65 was certainly a busy year for the band, now being called the Fab Four. In addition to concert tours throughout Europe and the USA, the Beatles began work on Help, their second feature-length film. At the same time, they maintained their grip on the pop charts with hits like this one, 8 days a week.
She's got a ticket to ride.
Ticket to Ride and 8 days a week. That brings us to the middle of 1965, but that's all the time we have for this week. Join me again next time when the Beatles react to new influences and move in new musical directions. I'm Ed Kowalski. Thanks for listening to the Classic Rock Show, part of the world's best variety on the VOA Music Mix Network.